You are listening to the Get Started Online Podcast, the best podcast delivering useful tips and strategies without the hype to help you start a business online. GetStartedOnline.net. Start your business online today. Now, here is your host, Eddie Sands.
Hello, friends. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening from wherever you may be listening to me today. This is your host, Eddie Sand. And today I want to talk to you a little bit about solo ads. And let me ask you the question. Do you buy leads or not? You see, because right now at the beginning of your online business, you may be finding out very quickly that you need traffic. You need traffic to your offer so that you can build your list, so that you can sell your products or services. So what do? Right? You can only go so far with people you know and family members, right? All right. Well, you find yourself in this position and you're probably not sure, should you spend the money on buying leads? By this time also, you probably heard of solo ads. If maybe you don't know what solo ads is, as an affiliate marketer, you may know this. But if not, let me just kind of give you what the brief definition of it. Okay. So solo ads, all it is a company owns a list of leads, their lists, right? And what they do is they'll go ahead and advertise to their list when you pay them. So you're looking and hoping to get somebody from their list to you, to your list, right? And so in essence, right, very simply put, you're buying leads. Now, here's the problem or the challenge that you're going to run into. All right, the challenge is that you're buying leads and you are going to connect with people who don't know you, don't trust you. They possibly might not even like you. As a matter of fact, in order to get the most return of your investment in buying leads out there, you need to spend a good amount of money. I personally know people who have spent 10 grand and it was the most difficult part to get people to buy their product and service. As a matter of fact, I don't think they got the entire return on their investment. 10 grand. And that was just, it was buying those leads, but it still, it wasn't guaranteed. Why? Well, it's like you're buying a lottery ticket, really. You're hoping that someone's going to catch. And also another thing too, you're relying on that company, so that person in that company to write a good ad for you. A lot of times, you're going to have to come up with your own advertisement to send to their email. Well, that means that's you're going to have to come up with a good sales page or sales email or some type of content to gain their trust immediately so that they can come over to you. So it takes work, okay? It's not just buying leads. It does take work. Now, however, how about this? This is my thinking, and this is why I wanted to give you this today. If you do have already the money or you're looking to invest already in buying leads, why not do Facebook advertisement? I mean, you're still, you know, not guaranteed that everybody's going to buy your product or you're going to get all these leads from just one Facebook ad. But here's the difference. I would put my money on Facebook advertisement because you're going to get data. Data is so important as online marketers. It's important to us. We use the numbers and data to understand our market. As a matter of fact, the cool thing about Facebook advertisement is you won't need to have 10 grand. I mean, well, unless you want to, but for that, you probably just hire an ad agency, okay? But you won't need that much money. You can start as little as $5, maybe even $10 a day just to get ads posted in Facebook. Now, what do you get from that? Okay, so you're going to still learn how to write a Facebook ad, the content. You're going to learn to do that. You're still going to learn how to engage and connect so that you can gain people's trust so that they like you and they want to click to your offer. So you still have to go through that work, that process. But here's the thing. You're going to get the demographics. You're going to start learning about psychographics. You're going to start learning about what people like, don't like, how they're engaging with you. You're going to get all these details. You're going to get how many clicks, how many seconds per view on your video. You're going to get whether more females, male, ages, locations, times. You're going to get so much data that really, that's how you start honing in, you know, that you start going into the bullseye of finding your ideal customers, finding those leads so that you can make sales. So, you know, you think about it. I'm not going to tell you what to do, but I want to let you know that if you do have the money to invest in advertisement, I will consider Facebook ad. And you know what? Even if you don't know anything about it, you can go to YouTube. You can find out how to even create your Facebook ad manager, how to create ads. And, you know, you're not going to be guaranteed every single time it's going to work. However, the more you do it, the more data you get, the better you're going to get. And that, my friends, is going to lead to qualified leads, which will eventually turn into customers, so that you make more sales. All right, that's what I have for you today. I really hope this helps. If you have any questions, of course, and if you're listening actually on Anchor, you can always leave me a message and I'll listen to it. I'll answer it for you in the next episode or so. Otherwise, want to know more information about what I do or how to even get started online? Listen, go to getstartedonline.net. There's good information there and it's absolutely free. I'll talk to you later. Have a great day. Peace.